double team off the glass up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
Today, from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on, and it's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer off the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13.
Two new champions will be crowned this weekend as another strong Fort Kearney Conference field battles for conference supremacy. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Everyone on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for Fort Kearney Conference basketball action from the Viero Event Center here in Kearney. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda as we get ready for one of the great rivalries in the Fort Kearney Conference for a number of years, the Pleasanton Bulldogs taking on the Loomis Wolves. Now, the last few years, Loomis down a couple of notches and Pleasanton coming off those state finals and championship appearances, they have not been at the top of their game maybe at the same time in the last 3-4 years, but they are again, and they will match up here in the 1-4 first semifinal. The second semifinal tonight, the number 2 and 3 seeds, but it took them a little more work to get through into this round. Overton had to go to overtime to beat Axtell, and Eustis Farnham advanced on in their game with a victory over SEM in a low-scoring contest by just 7 points. In this first semifinal, Pleasanton had no problem taking care of Elwood in a game that we saw on Wednesday, and Loomis pulled away for a 46-35 win over Elm Creek. The winner will advance to tomorrow's championship game here at the Viero Event Center, which will be at 8 o'clock. The loser will play in the consolation game tomorrow at 4. Last night of the girls, Amherst beat Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth. They are the Cinderella this year. The seventh seed is in the final, and they beat Eustis Farnham. So the two teams will play for the championship tomorrow on the girls' side. Elm Creek and Eustis Farnham will play in the consolation in all four games tomorrow, right here on ESPN as well. We'll take a break and be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the fourth seed, the Loomis Wolves. Number 12 is a 5'11" junior, Clay McNall. Number 20 is a 6-foot senior, Parker Lindstrom. Number 22 is a 5'10" junior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, a 6-foot sophomore, is Shane Sundquist. And number 40 is a 6-foot senior, Jamison Fartrup. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis is 10-4 on the season, and as we said, made it out of the first round by beating Elm Creek 46-35. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'6 junior, Austin Pates. Number 14 is a 6'1 senior, Cole Pritchard. Number 20 is a 5'10 junior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22 is a 5'9 junior, Colin Janicek. At number 44 is a 6'1 senior, Garrett Reese. Head coach of the Bulldogs is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Tyler Tarkington. Pleasanton is 13-3 on the season after their 61-23 win over Elwood, and they are ranked 7th and 9th in the state rankings. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's the first year the Viero Event Center has hosted the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Last night, the girls' semifinals. Tonight, the boys' semifinals. And don't forget, currently airing on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, it is the girls' semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Game one, Ravenna taking on Loup City, followed by game two, Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. And again, all games can be heard on the web, whether it's ESPNSuperstation.com or KKPR.com. The games are there for you all weekend long and all the time as we get ready for sub-districts and state tournament basketball, district and state wrestling coming up the next couple of weeks as well. Keep it right here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Pleasanton and Loomis getting ready to do battle. They have not played each other yet this year. That comes up next Friday. Pleasanton has three more games after this, and they're all going to be competitive, you would think, at least on paper, playing at Loomis, playing at Bertrand, and then hosting Litchfield in the regular season finale. For the folks from Loomis, they still have some basketball as well besides this contest with Pleasanton. They will be in action hosting Eustace Farnham on Tuesday, and then Maxwell. They have three home games to finish off the regular season. We'll be back with the start of tonight's ball game. The opening to Pleasanton and Loomis coming your way from the Viero Event Center right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And the Ravenna Lady Jays getting out to a quick 21-4 start over Loup City. They beat them by 30-plus the two times that they have played. That's the girls' semifinals in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. The traveling green and white trim of the Loomis boys, the home white and red trim of the Pleasanton boys. Pleasanton will go from left to right, Loomis from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. And we are ready to get this semifinal game underway. And the opening tip will belong to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And they like to get up and down the floor. They're going to waste no time. Pritchard trying to dump it inside to Reese. The ball is knocked away. The ball goes out of bounds. And Pleasanton will turn it over. Already comments from the coaches about how appreciative and how glad they are that the Viero Event Center is hosting this tournament. It is maybe a little dark in here because the lighting has never been set up for basketball. As they drive to the hoop here by the Loomis Wolves, shot no good by Shane Sundquist, and coming out of there with it is going to be Colin Janicek. And up the floor he'll come for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Kick it on the right wing to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard tries to take it into the paint and then kick it out to Colin Janicek. Pleasanton got off to such a hot start Wednesday night in the game we saw over there at their place with Elwood. They'll lob it inside, get it to Reese. Reese turns, missed the little bunny, and then they're going to call a foul on the rebound attempt. Are they going to call Reese going over the back, or are they going to call somebody shoving him out of there? And it looks like it's going to be on Loomis. And it will be Bulldog basketball. Foul called on Loomis, waiting for him to post who it's on, and the ball will come in to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Bulldogs will get it inside the paint, dish it back out on the right wing. Pates, he's deep, kicks it back out top, looking for the three. Janicek fakes. Colin drives and kicks it back out to Cole Pritchard, who goes to the free throw line to Caleb. His jumper is partially blocked in there and will come the other way. Coming up with a loose basketball was Parker Lindstrom. Up the floor for a three-pointer. McNall fires. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Off the miss from McNall. Fast break the other way. The layup missed by Pritchard. Rebound Reese, and he'll put it up and in. So it took a while, but Pleasanton finally gets the first points of the ball game on the Garrett Reese layup. Now a three in transition. Shane Sundquist. It won't go. Backside rebound to Austin Pates. And now we've got a little pace to the basketball game. 6.5 to go first quarter. 2-0 Bulldogs. Here comes Pritchard into the lane. Double pump. Throws it up and in for Caleb Pritchard. Tough shot. Well defended, but Pritchard was able to finish and execute. And now here come the Wolves. Three-pointer again in the corner. It is no good that time. And the rebound brought down Pleasanton one more time. One and done. But up the floor, Colin Janicek has it knocked away, and Pleasanton will turn it over. Loomis looking for their first points, trying to get it on the baseline. Anderson. Anderson looks inside for Bartruff, and the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves, and we're going to see our first substitutions of the basketball game. And checking in is going to be Derek Tolles and also Casey Janicek. Here come the Wolves to throw it in on the inbounds play. They get it right back into the corner to McNall. His three-pointer from the wing will not go. Rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. Long outlet pass to the other end. Tolles tries to dish it off to the trailer, and they're going to say that he walked with the basketball. So the third turnover here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And now Loomis is going to go to the bench. So Coach Steve Johnson is not going to fall prey to getting tired with his kids either. He is going to bring in Kyle Samuelson. Also checking into the ball game is going to be Matt Gray and Josh Earsom. 4-0 Pleasanton out of the gates here early against Loomis of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN Radio. At the high post, the drive is made. The shot is up. The shot is in for the Wolves, Josh Earsom. And 4-2, and on the inbounds, the ball is going to be turned over, and it's going to go to the Loomis Wolves. And right back in, Reese and Pates. And it'll be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Pleasanton with four turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes. Feast or famine early on for the Bulldogs. Loomis to throw it into the baseline. Shane Sundquist into the right corner to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom a couple of dribbles on the floor. Left-hand dribble all the way to the high post. Pulls up, fires the 16-footer, and hits it. Parker Lindstrom ties the ball game at 4 with 5:20 to go. Full court pressure being put on by the Wolves. And the Bulldogs trouble getting it in, have it deflected away. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Pates trying to outrace the entire Loomis defense, and he finally gives it off to Caleb Pritchard. Underneath to Reese, wide open, layup good. Garrett Reese with his second bucket, and when you got a guard like Pates that can break the press by himself, you're going to get numbers at the other end, and that's exactly what happened there for the Bulldogs. And as Loomis gets it down to the baseline, trying to drive is going to be Earsom, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds. Foul is going to go on Casey Janicek. First foul of the ball game on Pleasanton. And substitutions just kind of rotating in the 7 or 8 kids that each team wants to play. It'll be Loomis basketball into Anderson in the right-hand wing, trying to lob it inside. Garrett Reese will knock it away. Loomis will turn it over, and then Loomis will steal it right back. Kalen Anderson got it at midcourt. They'll lob it down to the big fella. Here's a little left-hand jumper. No good that time for Kyle Samuelson. And the rebound comes down to Derek Tolles. Tolles in the backcourt, looks for his point guard, Austin Pates, who will hustle it across the timeline, has it knocked away from behind, scramble for the ball. Pates wins the scramble and hands it off to Caleb Pritchard, who takes a pull-up jumper from 15. It's short, no good. Rebound, Loomis. Matt Gray, outlet pass to the other end. Kalen Anderson walks. Tried to come to the jump stop there with the defender Pritchard on him and couldn't keep his pivot foot. And the second turnover here by the Wolves. Pleasanton basketball now. We are still at a 6-4 spot. Pleasanton with 4:20 to go, and hustle the ball up the floor will be Colin Janicek. Pleasanton has not been firing the threes like we've seen them all year long. They haven't attempted one yet. Pritchard comes in, tries to dish it off in the paint to Reese, who wasn't ready for it. It bounced off his hands out of bounds, but they're going to say that it was last touched by Loomis. So a break here for the Bulldogs, and to throw it in will be Colin Janicek underneath his own hoop. Looks for that back cut. Nobody there. Has to go to the outlet. Cole Pritchard. Skip pass left side. Tolles into left-hand corner to Colin Janicek. And back up top, Pates. Pates, good ball fake around Anderson. Tries to get the shot away. He's covered. Back to the middle. Here comes Pritchard. Puts the shot up. Rattles in and out. Cole Pritchard. No good. Offensive rebound. Cole Pritchard. Swatted out of there by Josh Earsom. Now a three-pointer. Janicek, and he'll hit it. Colin Janicek hits the first three-point bucket of the ball. Yeaman Pleasanton now up 9-4, and quickly to the other end, a layup, and oh, they're going to say no bucket on the foul. That would have been a three-point play there for Kalen Anderson. And the Pleasanton fans don't like the call, but if you're going to call that foul, that looked like the bucket probably should have counted. But that is not the case. I think they're going to call the foul on Reese. And Loomis will not get free throws, and we'll see a lot of substitutions. Garrett Reese will get the foul, his second. 9-4 Pleasanton. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. 3:48 to go here in the first quarter of play. Lob it up top to Parker Lindstrom. Swings it right side to Anderson. Anderson, ball fake, tries to drive baseline. Kicks it up to Steinbrink, who checks in. Free throw line jumper is going to be short, no good. Ball batted back in play, and it's going to be Colin Janicek to pick it up. Pleasanton wants to run. Pace, great bounce pass in the paint, and it's going to be put up and in by Garrett Reese. Seven in a row now for the Bulldogs, and they lead it 11-4 with a 3:20 to go here in quarter number one. Ball belongs to the Loomis Wolves. Steinbrink with the dribble on the right wing. He brings Reese all the way out to the three-point arc. Kick it back over to the right wing into the hand of the Wolves, and a travel will be called. Shane Sundquist didn't have anybody to get the ball to, and that'll be the third turnover for Loomis. 11-4, first boys semifinal in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament here on ESPN Radio. And Loomis is going to put some pressure on, just about force the turnover, but a good kick that time by Pritchard, and Cole saves the day. Back up to Janicek. Janicek between the circles, working against the Loomis man-to-man, dribbles it off his foot, and it went out of bounds. He grabbed it, but not before it hit the sideline, and Loomis will get the basketball. 2:54 to go here in quarter number one. I want to say thank you to the Viero Event Center and Todd Gatula and all the folks here, Greg Shea, Leland Skeen, for all their hospitality. Loomis basketball, try to find Jameson Barcher at the top of the key, swings it over to Kalen Anderson, dropped the ball, stolen away. Colin Janicek reaches in with the steal. Now Loomis having problems hanging on. Fast break the other way. Transition layup good. Caleb Pritchard. 13-4 now. Pleasanton leads it by 9, and another steal. Another Loomis turnover. Trying to go coast to coast. Cole to Caleb Pritchard. Layup good. Cole Pritchard on the assist from Caleb. And it is 13-4. Make it 15-4. An 11-point lead. Loomis finally gets it into Bartruff. He was in the paint, decides to kick it out to Sundquist for the three. It is no good. The rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. He's already got five, and Pleasanton has a track meet going here. Dump it inside Reese. Reese pushed off, got the ball, scored, and draws the foul. Garrett Reese with 8 points in the first quarter of play, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. The Wolves have missed out on a couple calls here. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor by Loomis, a 30-second timeout. So with a minute 55 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Pleasanton 17, Loomis 4. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you at the Viero Event Center in Kearney for the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament, the 56th edition of the Boys Tournament. And after the Loomis timeout, we've got a free throw coming up here for Pleasanton's Garrett Reese to try and complete the three-point play. And it is up and it is in, so everything going right now for Pleasanton. And they lead it 18-4. They've scored 14 in a row. Loomis will run the floor, get the ball to Lindstrom, up top to Bartruff, bounce pass side, get it to the big fellow, the short jumper Matt Gray missed. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Josh Earsom. And Earsom finally snaps that 14-0 Pleasanton run. Bulldogs get the ball into the front court around the pressure. Pritchard drives, dishes it off, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Cole Pritchard trying to draw the double team and the contact and then pass it off. And for Cole, it'll be his first personal foul and the third team foul. Coming up next, the second game here of our doubleheader. The Overton Eagles will be in action as they take on Eustace Farnham. Overton barely got here after going overtime with the seventh seed Axtell. Here's a give and go at the other end, trying to get it down to Matt Gray. Ball deflected away, picked back up by Gray, gives it to Lindstrom, down the paint, puts up the eight-footer, sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. That's his first of the game. They'll run the floor. Reese kicks it back out to Pates. Long three in transition is nothing but net. Austin Pates hits it, and they're 2 of 2 from downtown, 21-6. Pleasanton is red hot here in a cool Viero Event Center. Into Bartruff, in the paint, tries to force it up, and we will get the foul call. Loomis does need to get that ball in the paint. They've got it in there a couple of times and then kicked it out when they had an opportunity or had position on Reese. And the foul here is going to be called on Cole Pritchard, his second. And at the line will be Jamison Bartruff to shoot two. And the first one is in. So Bartruff gets 1 of 2. Makes it 21-7. And the second free throw awaiting the Wolves, who don't want to fall down too much. Even though Pleasant is red hot, can't stay that way all night, you wouldn't think. Bartruff hits the second one. And it's 21-8. A lot of game to go. We're still in the first quarter. Baseball pass down to Tolles. He's right under the hoop. And as he tried to get his balance, he walked with the basketball. Seventh turnover here in the quarter for Pleasanton. 48 seconds remaining in quarter number one. Loomis gets a bucket here. Maybe even a three. Cut it to 10. They would have to consider that pretty successful for the way they got blitzed for about 3 minutes. Bartruff swings it right side. They got the big boys in there. Earsom into Gray. Gray on a pick and roll. Up and no, he's fouled. Thought it was going to spin in, but he draws the foul on Caleb Pritchard, his first. And at the line to shoot two, Matt Gray. So Coach Steve Johnson going to the bench here to bring in a bigger lineup. Also in there, Kyle Rademacher. Free throw for the lefty is good. And Matt Gray will make it 21-9. And checking in, Cody Janicek for Pleasanton. Second free throw is going to spit out there for Gray, and Cody Janicek is going to grab the rebound. Gives it off to Colin Janicek. Colin comes across the timeline, 27 seconds to go, kicks it into the corner to Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard tried to get it into Cody Janicek, swing it over to Pates, open three on the way. That one is going to be no good, and we've got an over-the-back foul called on Pleasanton. Going to go on Cody Janicek, his first, and the fifth team foul, make it the sixth team foul on Pleasanton. Loomis will walk the ball up the floor here, play for the last shot with 12 seconds. Parker Lindstrom has it, comes to the right side, gets a pick set, explodes to the baseline, kicks it out on the wing. Three-pointer is on the way. No good for Josh Earsom. Offensive rebound, Lindstrom, no. How about at the horn? Yes! Matt Gray was able to get the job done. Matt Gray with the tip in at the horn. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play. Your score in the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Pleasanton 21 and Loomis 11. We'll be back with second quarter action in a minute on ESPN Radio.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton, with features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And to start the second quarter, it will be Loomis basketball. The Wolves will get a shot out on the wing there from Matt Gray. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. And here we go the other way. 10-point lead for Pleasanton. Tried a little skip pass. It's knocked away. Pleasanton, 8 turnovers. Team that prides themselves on not turning it over in double digits in a game already has 8. Now Garrett Reese steals it at the other end. And as Pritchard brings it up the floor, it's 100 mile an hour again. The pass deflected out of bounds. So Pleasanton will get it underneath their own hoop. In the first quarter, Pleasanton had 7 turnovers. Loomis, 5. Rebounds, 11 for Pleasanton. Loomis had 5. Free throws, 3 of 4 for the Wolves, 1 of 1 for the Bulldogs. Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop. Trying to force it into Reese. He's covered at a 5-second call. Another Pleasanton turnover. That's 9. 3-point shooting. Pleasanton's 2 of 3. Loomis, 0 of 6. Garrett Reese leads the Bulldogs with 9 points in the first quarter. Josh Earsom has 4 for Loomis. Loomis trying to get it around full court pressure. Gets it into the front court to Bartruff. Hands it off to Rademacher. Back inside to Bartruff. And as he attacks the hoop, he'll be fouled. 2 free throws coming up for Jamison Bartruff, who hit a couple in the first quarter. Garrett Reese has picked up his 2nd foul. So Pritchard and Reese, Cole Pritchard and Reese, have 2 fouls. Bartruff's first free throw is up and hits the front of the rim. No good. Again, if you're just joining us, Pleasanton, after the game was tied at 4, went on a 14-0 run to get up 18-4. And right now leads at 21-11. Second free throw, Bartruff. It is good. And he is going to check out of the ball game. And coming in, Kyle Samuelson. So the first point of the second quarter is a Loomis free throw, 21-12. And they get the game back into single digits after being down by as many as 14. Up the floor with it for the Bulldogs. Right down the middle is going to be Caleb Pritchard. Tries to dish it off to Reese. There's too many green jerseys, and the steal is made. Kyle Rademacher comes out of there with it. Here come the Wolves. Into the corner with it is Clay McNall. McNall looking for Anderson. Back out front to Kalen. And then they're going to throw it out top just at the time Matt Gray started to make a move. Way too many turnovers for the coach's likings here. 9 make it 10 for Pleasanton, 7 for Loomis. And we have only played 9 minutes. Here comes Austin Pates breaking the press, getting it to Reese. Missed the layup. Rebound brought down underneath by Kyle Samuelson. Samuelson outlet pass McNall. Front court right side. Stops at the 3-point arc. Lobs it inside. Overthrows his intended target, Matt Gray. And another Loomis turnover. Pleasanton baseball pass down the floor to Cole Pritchard. That's one way to stay warm in the building. And Cole hits the turnaround jumper. 4 points for Cole Pritchard. 23-12. Pleasanton by 11. Wolves into the front court with it. McNall swings it over to Anderson. Loomis has been cold from the outside shooting. He'll try and set up a 3 here, but Cole Pritchard saw it coming, makes another steal, and it's going to be knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Loomis will sub back in. Parker Lindstrom and Shane Sundquist will come into the basketball game, and it'll be Pleasanton ball on the baseline. Not right underneath the hoop, a little farther towards the corner. That'll spread the floor a little bit here for the Bulldogs to get it in. They'll get it into Janacek in the right-hand corner. They double-team him up top to Pates, right back over to Janacek, and into the corner for Pritchard. Caleb, a 3-pointer on the way. It's no good. And the rebound yanked down by Shane Sundquist. And up the floor come the Loomis Wolves. Sundquist down the middle of the floor. Nobody stopped him, but he missed the layup for the rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. And here comes a transition attempt. 2-on-1. Good dish to Pates. Lays it up and in on the assist from Colin Janacek. 5 points for Austin Pates. And a foul on Pleasanton as Caleb, as Loomis was trying to get the ball up the floor quickly. They're going to call it on Pates. That'll be his first. 25-12 Pleasanton. 5:47 to go here in the first half. Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats will preview the Overton-Eustis-Farnham game. Overton coach Jay Stair will join us. And at the line to shoot a 1-1, the Loomis Wolves. Parker Lindstrom puts it up and in. Makes it 25-13. Second free throw coming up for the senior. Lindstrom takes a couple three bounces, puts the free throw up, and it is short, no good. And Cody Janicek, who has checked in, will get the rebound here for the Bulldogs. Now in the backcourt, they're trying to hassle Colin Janicek. Double team. Pleasanton throws over the top. Had a three-on-two, decide to slow it up. Derek Tolles out top. Now back over to Derek on the right side. Bounce pass all alone is going to be Reese, and they have to come in and grab his arms to give him an opportunity to shoot free throws instead of getting an uncontested layup. So Reese will go to the line and shoot two. Reese's first free throw. He's 1 of 1 in the game. Up and in. 10 points now for Garrett. 26-13. The foul, by the way, was on Josh Earsom, his first third team foul on the Loomis Wolves. Second free throw on the way, and that's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Earsom. And Loomis trying to get closer in this ball game, but falling farther behind. They're down 13. They post up Bartruff. Bartruff can't get the shot over Janicek. Kicks it out. Lindstrom. Lindstrom drives, puts it off the window, and scores. Parker Lindstrom now with 5 points in the basketball game. 26-15 Pleasanton, and the Bulldogs nearly throw it away. Janicek makes a great save into the front court. Bartruff tips it away, but right into the hands of Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard comes into the paint, kicks it out. Janicek for the three, and it's good. Colin Janicek knocks down the three-point bucket, and that'll make it 29-15. And Loomis turns it over again. Derek Tolles comes out of there with a basketball, guarded by Kelly Thorell, the freshman in the ball game. As the Bulldogs working around the perimeter again. They've shot well so far tonight. When they're not turning it over, they are scoring. And Pritchard has it, dumped it into the left-hand corner. Nothing there for Cody Janicek. Loomis trying to box him up here, and a reach-in foul as they get it down to Garrett Reese. And the foul going to go on Bartruff or Gray. I guess they're going to say Gray. Matt Gray with his first foul. And Pleasanton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Lob comes in, and the ball knocked away. Oh, there's a lot of contact and no whistle. Janicek had to come right through Shane Sundquist to knock the ball away. Now, it does go out of bounds, and they give it to Loomis. So Pleasanton turns the ball over. Yeah, now they are going to change. That was on Bartruff, the last foul. So they make the announcement here. And Gray, no fouls. Bartruff won. Steinbrink in, kicks it out on the wing. Three-pointer is short that time for Lindstrom, and the rebound brought down by Cody Janicek. Janicek into the front court, gets the ball into the hands of Caleb Pritchard, steps through the double team on the high post to Reese, gives it to Janicek, tried to go give and go back to Reese. Garrett does run it down, but can't get a shot. Back on the right wing, they go Pritchard, driving in, open, into the contact, draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Caleb Pritchard. Foul on Josh Earsom is his second, and the free throws will be the first of the night for Caleb Pritchard. Up and in. 5 points for Caleb. That makes it 30-15. Pleasanton leading Loomis here in our Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinal. Both teams freely substituting in this first half. Second free throw now coming up, and Pritchard spins around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Gives it over to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom high post to Steinbrink. Damon looks for some help out on the left wing. Back to Sundquist. High post again. Steinbrink not looking to shoot. Over to Lindstrom. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good. And another rebound on the defensive side of the glass for Cole Pritchard. He'll push the ball up the floor to Pates. Pates tries to make a fancy pass, and it's deflected back to him. Austin down the right-hand corner. Gets it to Pritchard. Cole hands it to Janicek. Left baseline, driving in. Caleb, reverse layup, up and in. Tough shot. Caleb Pritchard with 7 points. It's all going well for the Bulldogs right now. 32-15, their largest lead of the basketball game. And the Wolves have it. Parker Lindstrom Skip pass left wing to Shane Sundquist. Up top to Steinbrink. Damon doesn't want the free throw line jumper, so they'll get it inside to Gray, and it looks like a foul before the made bucket. Matt Gray is going to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. And Cody Janicek called for his second foul. So a 1-1 coming up here for Matt Gray, 6'5 sophomore. He's the tallest player on the roster for Loomis. Loomis has a little height in there, 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", 6'5", another 6'1". Free throw up and in. So the bonus coming up for Matt Gray. But it's been a quiet quarter for Loomis, only 5 points, 32-16 with 3:02 to go before the half. And Clay Weber's now going to check in for Coach Bill Giffen. His Bulldogs tied at 4, scored 14 in a row, and they've had a double-digit lead virtually ever since that moment. Second free throw up and in. So Gray hits them both, 32-17. Trouble in the backcourt, ball tipped away. Steinbrick picks it up, fires it ahead, and a layup for Shane Sundquist. Sundquist will get credit. He tipped it away right into the hands there and able to get the job done. Fast break to the other end, and the layup's going to be up and in by Pritchard. Cole Pritchard has found an extra gear here this year, and he now has 6 points, 34-19. Every time Loomis does something, Pleasanton counters, and now Loomis throws the ball away, trying to get it to Steinbrick on the low post. Threw it right at his toes, no way he could get it. Loomis with 11 turnovers, Pleasanton with 12 here in the first half. 2:34 to go, second quarter, 34-19, Pleasanton with the lead. Bulldogs will try and get it into the backcourt against full court pressure. Lob it to Reese. He throws it over Cole Pritchard. And running it down will be Janicek. Colin over to Pates. Pates, good transition. Ooh, swatted out of there. The players hit the floor. Blocked strongly by Kyle Samuelson. But they're going to say Kyle landed on top of Pates and committed the foul. Samuelson got up, but when he came down, he took Pates to the ground with him. And Austin will go to the line and shoot two. Pates with 5 points. And his first free throw of the semifinal is short, no good. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. In other basketball action, 40-15, Ravenna leads Loup City at half of the girls' semifinals in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits, 98-9. Pates misses the second free throw. Reese got the rebound, and he dishes it off to Cole Pritchard, who scores. So Reese able to help his teammate out that time with the nice dish, 36-19, and now Pleasanton with more pressure in the front court. Going to call the foul. Clay McNall will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. And for McNall, here's a young man that just hasn't been able to get things going. He actually leads this team in scoring. They've got five guys that average 8 points or more. Between 8 and 10, he'll get two free throws. The first one is no good. The foul was called on Pates, his second. But because we're in the double bonus, the second free throw coming up, 2:15 to go here. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. And McNall with the second free throw, no good. And the offensive rebound brought down in there by Matt Gray, puts it up and has it blocked. Blocked by Cole Pritchard, and will come the other way. And in the back corner, reach-in foul called on Loomis. Both teams over-aggressive on the defense. That will be free throws again at the other end. Clay foul is going to be called on number 30, Shane Sundquist, his first, and a 1-1 coming up for Cole Pritchard. And Pritchard will put the first one up and in, so he'll earn the bonus. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Cole Pritchard. 37 points here in the first half so far for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Second free throw, no good. Matt Gray will rip down his fifth rebound, and here come the Loomis Wolves. Still 2 minutes to go in the first half. On the left wing, Kaelin Anderson looking inside. Nothing there. Leaves it up top for McNall. Dribbles in place. Left, right, left, right. Right elbow, they'll get the ball to Matt Gray. Gray looks for a cutter. His cutter didn't cut, and he ended up walking with the basketball. Gray turned, expect the cut. His momentum carried him forward, and Loomis turns it over yet again. 1:50 to go here in the first half. 37-19, and on the inbounds, Loomis is called for another foul. So it's turned into a foul fest here towards the end of the first half of play. And that means we just keep shooting free throws. And again, up the line will be Cole Pritchard. He was one of two just a moment ago. The foul called on Clay McNall is his first. So another one-and-one here for Cole Pritchard. 9 points, four rebounds, and a block in the first half. Free throw good. And he'll earn the bonus. 38-19 as they've doubled up the score. Second free throw now for Pritchard. On the way, and it dances around, and no good. Ball is stolen away. Derek Tolles, and it's going to be given up, though. Turned over by Pleasanton after Tolles got the rebound. Fast break the other way. A huge collision and a charge called on Lewis. The charge on Shane Sundquist. Caleb Pritchard held his ground, and Sundquist with his second personal foul. A minute 39 to go here in the half. And Kyle Rademacher will come in. Loomis, a team that in the heyday wasn't scored to run up and down the court and get a game in the 70s with you, but that is not the case this year. They're a lower scoring ball club. I mean, they'll get you in the 50s, maybe a 60 on a blowout once in a while, but they're averaging in the low to mid-50s. Inbound to Cody Janacek. Janacek lays it up and in. Cody with his first bucket. And it continues to rain points here at the event center for Pleasanton. Rademacher has it up top to Anderson. Swing it over for Loomis to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom into the right-hand corner to Anderson. They've been a little shy to shoot the outside shot lately, and they turn it over again. The steal is made by Caleb Pritchard. 8 turnovers in the quarter for Loomis. Also in the game is Casey Janacek. Back up top for an open three, Caleb Pritchard. That's going to be short, no good. Rebound, Cody Janacek kept it alive. They'll get a chance at another shot inside if they don't throw it away, and they do throw it away. Casey and Cody got too close to each other and dribbled it off the other foot. 51 seconds to go here in the first half. And here comes Loomis trying to get something positive before halftime. Into the hands of Kyle Rademacher. He'll give it off to Kalen Anderson. Anderson knocked away. Fight for it on the floor. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton with 35 seconds to go here in quarter number two. It is all Bulldogs. They grabbed the lead early and have not let up on the Loomis Wolves. And I would doubt that they would try and play for the last shot either. Basketball comes into play, and here we go. Pressure on by Loomis. He'll get it into the front court. Cody Janacek, a little six-footer on the baseline, and he gets the shooter's touch. Janacek with his second bucket, and the Wolves will bring the ball across the timeline with 20 seconds to go. Parker Lindstrom gives it off to Kalen Anderson. Bounce pass right side to Kyle Rademacher. Between the circles, play and catch. 8 seconds to go. Right elbow, they'll get it to Parker Lindstrom. Drives, has it knocked away. Can they get a shot away? Outlet pass, three-pointer just kind of thrown up at the horn. A little more time than Caleb Pritchard thought, but the shot is no good. But what a first half here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They put up 42 points. And at halftime, in the boys' semifinal of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 42 at Loomis Wolves 19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats, a chat with Overton coach Jay Stair, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
welcome back to the Viero Event Center here in Kearney, where it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously, removing it from your home, the farm, and your business. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, Pleasanton shooting lights out, and they lead this ball game over Loomis by a score of 42-19. We'll look at the first half stats in just a little bit on Classic Hits 98.9. Girls basketball semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Ravenna 51, Loup City 23 at the end of three quarters. That'll be followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. Our next game here will feature the number 2 and 3 seeds in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as the Overton Eagles take on the Eustis Farnham Knights. And we're joined by the head coach of the Overton Eagles, Jay Stair. And Coach, wow, it must be easy pickings out there. There's 42 points on the board here in the first half. Pleasanton shooting lights out, and I didn't even think Loomis was playing that badly. There's a lot of turnovers, but they're pretty even.
Yeah, you know, Pleasanton came out, and they missed the first couple shots, but ever since then, I think they've been the team that settled into their game a little bit, and they're playing the game that they usually play, and they're shooting with confidence, and everybody, you know, shooting's contagious. Whether you're making or miss, if somebody's making a lot, somebody starts hitting them, everybody's going to do it. And then, you know, it obviously works the opposite way as well. And it seems like right now Loomis is doing the opposite of what Pleasanton is doing. And, you know, I've been watching this, and, they're going up and down, and they're expending a lot of energy, but they're definitely making the shots that they need to, and it's putting a hamper on Loomis's full court press and everything. But, you know, there's still obviously a lot of game, but 23 points is quite a bit to make up.
We'll see if Loomis can get things going. They're going to have to slow them down first, but let's talk about you right now. Eagles, I don't know if the word fortunate is the word, but you had a heck of a battle on Tuesday night or Wednesday night just to make it here to the event center, but now you're here and with an opportunity to maybe make some noise in this conference tournament the next 2 days. Let's go back to the Axtell game. Slow start, big second quarter. It looked like maybe that had righted the ship, but just couldn't shake Axtell.
Well, you know, this is the second time we played them. We were fortunate to beat them the first time by a pretty decent margin, and we obviously had another player playing. The Jensen kid has been out since the Ravenna tournament, and he's obviously a big part of our basketball team. But the second time, and it doesn't matter who you play, a lot of times the second time it's going to be a totally different game than the first. And the first game we played them, we got out to a big lead in the first quarter. I think we were up 23-8 after the first quarter, and almost an identical score as this game is. I think it was 40-18 at halftime. But, you know, they did a good job getting confidence in the fourth quarter of the first game, and, you know, they did a lot of the similar things as they did in the fourth quarter against us as they did in that second game on Wednesday night. And, you know, the Runge kid, he's a tough kid. You know, if people haven't seen him play, you know, they don't realize, you know, he's a big kid, but he handles the ball. He shoots from anywhere. He can penetrate. He's quicker. He rebounds. I think he had 19 rebounds against us, and he's a difficult task. And the Rush kid has been playing well. They've been they're a lot longer than they were the first time when we played, just because of him being 6'4". And, you know, it's Overton Axtell. I mean, you just, with us in the past 10 years, you just don't know what it's going to be, and it's usually going to be a dogfight. And they definitely were prepared for us. And after we settled in the second quarter a little bit, got a little bit of pressure on them and made a little bit of a spurt, we got in the comfort zone. And, you know, you and I talked before this game started. You know, we did a good job of getting the ball inside to the Olmstead kid. And in the fourth quarter, it didn't seem, you know, watching the film afterwards, I don't think he touched the ball on the inside maybe 2 or 3 times, and we just kind of got away from doing that. Overtime, you know, the first four, I think he scored our first 9 or 10 points of the overtime, and we got him the ball, and he definitely he did an outstanding job of getting to the hole and finishing.
Well, now you got Eustis Farnham in tonight's semifinals. Tell us about the Knights.
Well, they're a very good basketball team. If you haven't seen them, they run a tempo. You know, they do try to slow it up a little bit and make you earn everything that you have on the offensive end. And they play very good defense. The two kids that they have that are, you know, standouts are the Bellamy kid and the Dunlap kid. And I know on Wednesday night they scored 41 points total as a team, and I think those two had 37 of them. And Carson Bellamy, in my opinion, is probably the best defensive player in the conference, because the first time we played him, he did a pretty good job on Jacob Olmstead, and you know, without any help. It wasn't a help side defense like Axtell threw at him. And the Dunlap kid, he's very quick. He can shoot the ball. He finishes well. He's an outstanding free throw shooter. He's a very good defender. He's a very good all-around player. And, you know, those two kids are what makes him go. And the Riker kid, or Reeker, however you pronounce it inside, he's a big body as well. And if he gets going tonight, it definitely makes it difficult for teams to defend them, because then that opens up the outside for them with Bellamy and Dunlap and the Gigginbaugh kid and the Cook kid that comes in and shoots. You know, they're a difficult team.
Well, they're a solid ball club, just like Overton. And Jay, look forward to a great basketball game here in our second semifinal. Thanks for joining us here at the half.
Thank you, Doug, and I'm glad to see you here tonight.
Jay Spear, head boys basketball coach of the Overton Eagles. They play the Knights coming up at 8 o'clock. Halftime of our first semifinal. It's all Pleasanton, 42-19 over Loomis, and we'll look at the numbers after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio, where it's time now to take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for Loomis, we've got Parker Lindstrom with 5 points, 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 2 points and a rebound. Josh Earsom, 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Matt Gray, 5 points, 5 rebounds. And Jamison Bartram, 3 points, 1 rebound for Kyle Samuelson. At the half, 19 points, 11 rebounds. Loomis has been to the free throw line 12 times in this basketball game. They are 7 of 12. They're 0 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block, 15 turnovers. For Pleasanton, Austin Pates has 5 points, 1 rebound. Cole Pritchard has 10 points and 4 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard has 7 points. Colin Janicek, 6 points, 2 rebounds for Derek Tolles, 10 points for Garrett Reese and 3 rebounds. And Cody Janicek has 4 points and 4 rebounds. At the half for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, they got 21 points in each quarter, 42 points, 19 rebounds. They went to the line a few times in the second quarter as well, a total of 8, and they are 5 of 9 in the first half. 3-point land, they are 3 of 6 with a total of 14 turnovers. Pleasanton 42 and Loomis 19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
The Loomis Wolves will get the ball to start the third quarter. Jamison Bartram backs into the double team, and as he spins to put up the shot, a foul will be called on the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Loomis is going to need some help to get back in this basketball game, and Caleb Pritchard with his second foul. A lot of players for Pleasanton have 2 fouls. Pates, Cole and Caleb Pritchard, Garrett Reese, Cody Janicek, they all have 2. So at the line, Jamison Bartram, 3 of 4 at the line. The first one did not go. The second one will not go, and Austin Pates grabs the long rebound. So opportunity missed there, and at the other end, a walk on Pleasanton, flashing right in front of Caleb Pritchard. He had to change his mind about where he wanted to go with the basketball and ended up walking with it. So it come back over here to the Loomis Wolves. They just need to get some shots to fall. Couldn't get anything to go outside against this Bulldog zone defense. Right side McNall. Inside Sundquist. Again, knocked away, trying to get it to Bartruff. And a Loomis turnover. Up the floor it comes for Colin Janicek. Skip pass over to Pates. Pates, three-point land, left wing. Crossover dribble doesn't go anywhere. Back off to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard brings it in, dishes it off to Reese. Reese is stuffed in there by Parker Lindstrom. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Pleasanton. Parker Lindstrom, with a nice defensive play in there when Cole Pritchard made a beautiful wraparound pass to his big man, Garrett Reese. Loomis into the front court. Score remains the same. 1 minute into the third quarter, 42-19, Pleasanton. Loomis, bounce pass inside, gets booted away. Don't give anybody any ideas about indoor soccer after a punch like that. Storm on the road, by the way, allowing the tournament to be held here. And if it continues that way, the Storm will put in to have their games on the road this weekend. It's a long, long road swing. They're playing in Youngstown tonight. They play again tomorrow. They got beat last night 6-1. Storm return home next week on the 11th for just one game, though. They're in that midst of 13 road games in 17 contests. They need to survive that. And right now they try to force it inside to Kalen Anderson. Picked away again. Pates pulls it up the floor. Tries to find Reese. Bad bounce pass, but it ends up being in their hands. Pleasanton saves it somehow. Reese at the high post. Gets it underneath to Pritchard. Shot missed. Rebound brought down by Kalen Anderson, his first of the ball game. Up the floor comes Kalen Anderson. He'll give it off to Lindstrom on the right wing to Clay McNall. Inside, wide open, there's a short jumper that's cashed in by Parker Lindstrom. Somebody lost him, and he's got 7 points. It is 42-21. It took almost 2 minutes to get the first points of the second half. Pates at three at the other end. That's going to come up short, no good. Rebound brought down Cole Pritchard. Offensive rebound. They get it underneath Pates. Pates drives the baseline, no good. Fight for it. Cole Pritchard has it again. His putback is short. And fight for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds to Loomis. The Pleasanton fans seated behind us. The Loomis fans on the far side as we view it here from the Viero Event Center. Our media tables are sitting right in front of where the hockey benches would be. And right now, Loomis facing some full-court pressure, a little 1-3-1 trap. They'll throw over the top of it to Shane Sundquist, who's going to drive, take the 8-footer, can't get it to go. Cole Pritchard, another rebound. He's got 7 in the basketball game. And into the front court comes Colin Janicek. Back over to Pates. Nobody guards him. He brings it in. He shoots. He's fouled. Got the old rec specs knocked off. And at the line, Austin Pates. He is 0-2 from the free throw line. 5 points, but he's had quite a few assists in this basketball game. The foul is going to be called on Jamison Bartruff. And they're going to say that that is his third of the ball game. Free throw is up, and it bounces through. So the first point of the second half for Pleasanton will be from the free throw line. And entering the game will be Josh Earsom, and Clay McNall will check out. Clay really hasn't been involved much in the ball game tonight. Second free throw is up, and Pates can't get that one to bounce in. Rebound to Kalen Anderson. Anderson, long outlet pass, gets it to Sundquist. Sundquist works his way to the right wing, dishes it off to Lindstrom, floats down the baseline. It will not go. Garrett Reese. They're getting some pretty good looks, too, just not making the shots. Pates at the other end doesn't have numbers, dishes it out. Janicek top of the circle. Back to Pates in the right-hand corner, overload to the right side, tries a fancy little bounce pass into Reese, and he's going to be hooked by Josh Earsom before he can make a move to the hoop. That'll be the third foul on Earsom, and his second team foul. So Earsom and apparently Bartruff now with three. Inbounds pass comes to the right side, shot Caleb Pritchard, no good. Reese had his shot blocked in there by Earsom. Picked back up again, and the shot on the left side, no good by Reese. Rebound brought down by Earsom. Baseball pass to the other end, got it to Anderson, and they're going to call him for a walk. Kalen Anderson caught it and was trying to get set so that he could put the ball on the floor for a dribble and took that extra step on it like you would on a long, long pass in football. Had the momentum going that way. And Pleasanton facing full court pressure. The scoring has slowed down here in the third quarter. break the press. Pates tries a fancy one in there again. Reese can't handle it, and Pleasanton turns it over. Number 16 for the Bulldogs. Up top with it is going to be Sundquist. Loomis tries to get it inside, and stepping down the passing lane, Caleb Pritchard makes another steal. That is 19 Loomis turnovers. Bulldog basketball. Janicek in the front court got ran over by Shane Sundquist. The third on Sundquist. It's 43-21 Pleasanton with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. Pleasanton has scored 1 point in the third quarter, and Loomis has scored two. So the defenses have changed it up a little bit, but also we've seen in this ball game a change of how hot Pleasanton is from the field. So the Bulldogs will inbound it, try to get it to Cody Janicek, who just checked in. Pass a little low, can't handle it, and another turnover. Well, no matter what happens in this game, both teams need to clean up the turnovers before tomorrow, or they're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Overton Eustis Farnell will be our next game at 8 o'clock here on ESPN. Right now, Loomis gets it down low. Earsom got around the defender, bladed it up and in. 6 points now for Josh Earsom. That is 43-23 in favor of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who are having a little trouble now with the Loomis pressure in the backcourt. And it's not because they have second-teamers in the ball game either. Try to throw it in again. Lob it over the top to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard hands it right back off Janicek. Janicek races to the other side. Crossover dribble to Tolles, who just checked in. High post, they go to Pritchard. Back over to Derek Tolles. Not really a shooter. He's going to swing it over to Janicek, right wing. Try to lob it down low. Here's Pritchard. Turnaround jumper up and in. Cole Pritchard, he's doing real well, hitting some turnarounds, some fadeaways. The last few games we've seen him play, he just keeps getting better. At the other end, they get it to Earsom again. He scoots around Janicek and scores. Josh Earsom is starting to make a little room for himself down on the post, and it's 45-25. So Loomis is hanging with Pleasanton, but they were down 23 at the half. Here's a pull-up jumper that's going to be blocked at the other end again by Earsom on the Janicek attempt. Now Earsom trying to save it, ends up throwing it away. A lot of hands down there for Pleasanton to get away with no call that time around. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball set up in their half-court offense. Right-hand corner to Pritchard. Caleb drives the baseline, dishes it off Janicek. Short little jumper, no good. Tolles was there for the rebound, put it up, no good. Cody Janicek blocked in there by Earsom. And finally, put up and in by Pleasanton. Derek Tolles got the putback and the bucket at the other end. Loomis wants to run, and a short jumper by Gray won't go. And the rebound is brought down. It looked like Tolles might have got that one. And now another foul. Janicek and Pritchard trying to get that ball up the floor. And Janicek hits the ground pretty hard. Takes an extra second to get up. 47-25 Pleasanton. And it's on Shane Sundquist, his fourth foul. The Bulldogs bring Casey Janicek into the ball game now. He's in there with Reese, Tolles, Pates, and Caleb Pritchard. And Pates will push it up on the right wing. Rademacher comes in for Loomis. They get it to Tolles. Tolles back to Reese. Pates open baseline and has it swatted away. Boy, Josh Earsom is blocking some shots. That's five blocks in the ball game for the big fella. But they need to find a way to pick up some points. 47-25 with 2:37 to go third quarter. Pleasanton in the lead, and they've only scored 5 points here in the third quarter of play. Looking for more. They're not shooting it so much from the outside. Haven't got as many transition opportunities. Here's a skip pass to the left side that Pritchard tried to catch and shoot all in one motion. It's no good, and Kyle Samuelson will get the rebound. Foul on Garrett Reese. That's his third and the second of the half on Pleasanton. But at this point, it really doesn't matter. If Loomis just can't cut into the lead, they've been held to 25 points. And Pleasanton looks like they're on their way to the finals. Axtell won both the boys and girls last year, and both gave great efforts this year, but lower seeds in the quarters and were knocked out and did not make it here to the Vero Event Center. And we've got another foul called. This time on Garrett Reese. His fourth, and it looks like he's going to come out, and Cole Pritchard is going to check into the basketball game. And Loomis will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in, they get it to Gray. Gray tries, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. So Matt Gray, a chance for a three-point play. He's 3 of 4 at the line. That is his seventh point of the basketball game. The foul will be on Casey Janicek, his second. And back into the ball game, Colin Janicek. We were talking about last year here in the conference tournament. Axtell beat Overton in the finals. Pleasanton got knocked off by one in the quarters by SEM, and Loomis got beat by Overton in the quarterfinals as the free throw is up and in for Matt Gray, and then the ball thrown away against backcourt pressure. So Pleasanton will turn it over for the 18th time in the ball game. Of course, Amherst will play Wilcox-Hildreth for the championship tomorrow. Wilcox-Hildreth pulling upsets two straight years now in the tournament. Last year, Axtell beat the Loomis girls in the final. This year, Loomis was upset in the quarters. Right now, the ball belongs to Kyle Samuelson. Kick it over on the left wing. The jumper from 15, Matt Gray, up and in. And Loomis is heating up a little bit, but it's still 47-30. And then Loomis commits a foul at midcourt, trying to steal the ball away. Kalen Anderson with his second personal foul. That will be the fifth team foul on Loomis. Down to a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Boys semifinals, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Pleasanton 47, Loomis 30. Pleasanton ball, try a little pick and roll, got it inside to Pritchard. It sets on the rim, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Samuelson. And here comes Loomis. Up the floor, they'll go to Lindstrom. Parker, left-hand dribble, kicks it over on the left wing to Rademacher. Not a shooter, gets it back between the circles to Lindstrom. Loomis gets a couple more buckets closer here going into the fourth quarter. Then maybe they can think about getting into the game. Lindstrom back up top, Rademacher, but they don't have a shooting guard in there outside of Lindstrom, and they're trying to force it inside. Bartrup dribbles it off a foot. The ball's turned over. 21 turnovers for Loomis. Way too many passes that time. You just knew that it was trying to force it inside. Pleasanton waited for him. Here's a three, Caleb Pritchard, that rattles in. And just that quick, Pleasanton now extends the lead back out to 20. And now a whistle, and it looks like a Loomis turnover is going to be called, trying to push the ball up the floor. So 47-30, Loomis could maybe hit a bucket, get it to 15. Instead, it's 20, and now Pleasanton has the ball with 40 seconds to go. And as they threw it in, they stepped out of bounds. One of the things here playing on a foreign court, probably didn't recognize where they were, and stepped out of bounds. So back over to Loomis. They will get a chance here with 35 seconds remaining in the quarter. Get it down on the low block to the big fella Samuelson. Kicks it out on the wing. Now into the corner for Matt Gray. Gray drives left baseline, needs some help, skips it back out to Rademacher. Kyle works on the right side, one dribble, nowhere to go, gives it off to Samuelson. Samuelson drives, has it blocked by Casey Janicek, got it back, over to Gray, fade away from 12, and it's in. So Gray gets it to go, down to 11 seconds to go, so time for Pleasanton. Hustling it up the floor is Cole Pritchard, top of the key with six, back to Pates. Pates kicks it out to Janicek, three-pointer on the way. Janicek is off the mark, no good, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter of play here in the boys' Fort Kearney Conference Tournament semifinals. Your score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 50 and the Loomis Wolves 32. We're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Well, both teams scoring a few points later in that quarter. Only 8 points for Pleasanton. They get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Pritchard's going to take an awkward shot that doesn't go, and Kyle Rademacher will have the rebound here for Loomis. It is 50-32. Loomis did outscore Pleasanton 13-8 in the quarter, but they turn it over again and trying to get up the floor. The Bulldogs give it right back. 20 turnovers for Pleasanton, 23 for Loomis. So the pace of the game is one of the reasons for that. Loomis did not even attempt a three in the third quarter, so they remain 0 of 7. Pleasanton was 1 of 3, and so they are now 4 of 9 from three-point land. We'll give you some leading scores in a moment as Loomis tries to lob it inside to Matt Gray. The ball deflected away, and another Loomis turnover. Pate's pushing it up the floor, doesn't have numbers, so he'll wheel out of there and look for somebody to dish it to. Dish it down low and kick it back out top. Did Garrett Reese swing it over to Cole Pritchard. He comes to the baseline, brings it up top, and stepping in front and making the steal is going to be Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets it across the timeline here. A minute into the fourth quarter, 50-32. Pleasanton leads it by 18, and they were up 23 at the half. Into the corner, Rademacher for the three, and it's all net. Kyle Rademacher, his first shot of the game, is the first three of the game for Loomis, and Pleasanton will hustle the ball up the floor here with their lead down to 15. This is as close as they've been to the second half. They were there with the ball a while ago and turned it over. Now Pace with a beautiful pass down to the baseline, and Reese will lay it up and in. Reese has 12 points. 12 points for Cole Pritchard. 10 points for Caleb Pritchard to the ball game for Pleasanton. Matt Gray has 12 to lead the way for Loomis. 52-35, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Pleasanton had 42 points at the half, and then just 8 there in the third quarter. A lot of folks commenting that they thought Pleasanton was getting a little tired, but they had built such a big lead that they could afford to rest maybe a little bit. Loomis with the basketball, trying to cut into the lead again, down by 17. Parker Lindstrom has it, gives it to Jamison Bartruff, over to Rademacher. Rademacher left wing, knocked out of his hands by Pates. Loomis has summed about as much as Pleasanton, but there's not a kid on the Pleasanton side that's not afraid to shoot the ball, and that seems to be the case for Loomis as Bartruff will drive in. The left-hand runner rolls off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Colin Janicek. Baseball pass to the other end, and Pates will lay it up and score. 8 points now for Austin Pates, and it is 54-35, the lead back up to 19. It looks like Loomis will be playing tomorrow at 4 in the consolation game, and Pleasanton at 8 in the championship. All of those on ESPN Radio. The girls are already set. Consolation, Eustace Farnham will take on Elm Creek. Championship, Amherst will play Wilcox Hildreth tomorrow. 2-6 for the girls. And again, the game's always on the web, ESPNSuperStation.com. Loomis ball after it's kicked out of bounds on their own baseline. Wolves will kick it out to Parker Lindstrom. Swing it over on the right side into the hands there of Matt Gray. Move the ball quickly to Earsom. Earsom comes into the paint, gets a little spinner off the glass, and good. Josh Earsom with 10 points in the ball game. So Loomis's leading scorers are Gray and Earsom off the bench. They've got 22 of the 37 points. Pleasanton basketball to the baseline. Ooh, coming in hard and out of control, Cole Pritchard. And a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Loomis. Again, these teams play again next week at Loomis. The foul is on Earsom, and he's got 4. Sundquist has 4. 3 on Bartruff. Pleasanton basketball underneath their own hoop. They'll kick it out back into the corner. They go Caleb Pritchard looking for the 3. Instead, drives into the paint, takes the 7-footer, and hits. A dozen points now for Caleb Pritchard. It's about as balanced as it could possibly be here for the Bulldogs. Up 56-37, and the ball's stolen away. Cole Pritchard has got the steal, and at the other end, he gets rewarded on the assist from Austin Pates. I tell you what, Pleasanton is looking good. If Pleasanton can keep this level of play up the rest of the year, they've got a chance to get down to Lincoln and win some games. I mean, they are playing very well. Loomis is not a shabby ball club, and they're going to get a score here from Josh Earsom underneath as they hustle the ball back up the floor. 58-39 with 4:20 to go in the game. Janicek up the floor, kicks it out on the wing to Caleb Pritchard, up top Pates. Pates gets around Sundquist, into the paint, draws the double team, the triple team, over to Cole Pritchard, who comes our way. It's turned over, and an uncontested layup at the other end is up and in by Shane Sundquist, and a timeout will be called by Loomis after the make. With 4:05 to go here in the ball game, it is Pleasanton 58 and Loomis 41. We'll be back in 1 minute on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Viero Event Center here in Kearney, where we are midway through the fourth quarter of our first boys semifinal game of the night. Pleasanton got up early on a 14-0 run to take an 18-4 lead, and it's never been closer than 9 since, and it's currently 17-58-41. Bulldogs with the lead, taking a little patience on this possession, but they have played so unselfishly here tonight. Assists and points per person seem to be about equal. They try to get it down to Reese. He dishes it off to Pritchard. Another short jumper by Cole is up and in. 16 points. Cole may be the most improved player that I've seen from last year to this year in the area. Maybe they just didn't use him in the same role last year, but my, oh, my. He is just a kid that has come out of nowhere and has really played well all year long. Here's Loomis underneath. They get it to the big fella, Earsom. He draws the double team, wraps it around to Matt Gray, and Gray's going to lay it up and in. 60-43 now in favor of Pleasanton with just 3 minutes to go in the ball game. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Pritchard dices his way down the lane again, and he'll draw the foul. Cole not giving up yet. And now the question is, how long do the coaches leave their kids in there with a game to play tomorrow night for the conference championship for Pleasanton? And, of course, Loomis has to come back a little earlier. The foul called on Bartruff is his fourth. Free throw by Pritchard is good. Cole now is 3 of 5 at the line, 5 of the quarter, 17 points in the ball game, 7 rebounds. And he's dished off his share of assists. Second free throw up and in. So Pritchard now with 18 game-high points, and it is 62-43 as Loomis hustled it up the floor, and Cole trying to make one more play is going to be called for the foul. Third foul on Cole Pritchard. Again, don't forget next week, the final week of the regular season for C&D girls across the state. And then we get into sub-districts. Can you believe it? Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Try to lob it down to Bartruff. He got hooked, and then it's knocked out of his hands, but it rolls right into the hands of Josh Earsom for the layup. 14 points for Josh Earsom, who continues to battle in there for the Wolves. 62-45. The second half has been even. Loomis has actually outscored Pleasanton in the second half, but they were down 23 at halftime, 42-19. Skip pass over the zone here. They get it to Caleb Pritchard from Cole. He drops it. The ball's turned over. Outlet pass to the other end, and a huge collision trying to get the ball back. The 22s, Kalen Anderson and Colin Janicek, went to the ground. And let's see who the foul's called on. They're going to call it on Loomis. They call it on Kalen Anderson, and that will be the seventh team foul. And we'll go to the other end and shoot a one-and-one here with Colin Janicek. Janicek hit a couple of threes in the first half, and that's been his offensive output. This will be his first trip to the charity stripe. 2:28 to go, and then the Misco Sports postgame show. Keep it here on KXPN Kearney. Loomis, Pleasanton. Free throw is no good, and then it takes a bad bounce right into the hands of Cole Pritchard, who dishes it off to Reese and scores. There were three Loomis Wolves, and it bounced right out of their hands and into the hands of Pritchard. And that'll make it 64-45, and that's kind of the way the ball's been bouncing most of the night here. And Janicek trying to swat it out of Matt Gray's hands is going to be called for the foul. His first, sixth team foul. And Loomis ball will get it underneath their own hoop. They're lining up for a free throw, but it's not the one-and-one yet. 2:10 to go in the game. 64-45 in favor of the Bulldogs, who have led from start to finish. Parker Lindstrom to throw it in. Looking and leaves it all the way out top there on the lob to Kalen Anderson. Thought about the three, goes high post to Sundquist. Shane tries to drop it down to the big fella, and he gets it into the hands of Matt Gray, who missed the short jumper. Nobody grabs the rebound. It'll go out of bounds to Pleasanton. 2 minutes remaining in this game. Pleasanton will improve to 14-3. Loomis will drop to 10-5. Inbounds pass to Pate, and his outlet pass is knocked away, and it somehow finds its way to Garrett Reese, to Pritchard. Pritchard kicks it back to the trailer, Janicek, and they'll slow it down here and let a little clock run. Pates to the high post, goes to Caleb Pritchard, back to Janicek, lobs it down low to Reese, and he'll kick it right back out top. Just trying to keep that clock running here, and the Pleasanton fans starting to feel it. Reese got open underneath, and he'll score. 16 points now for Garrett Reese, 66-45, and the Bulldogs back up by 21. Parker Lindstrom swings it over to the right side to Kalen Anderson. The starting guard's been very quiet so far today outside of Lindstrom. He'll pull up in the lane from 12. It rims out, no good. Offensive rebound once, no good. The second time, it goes out of bounds off of Loomis. Took a bad hop and popped Sundquist right in the jaw. A minute 11 remains. I kind of thought this one might be close the whole way, and it just wasn't. A 14-0 run in the first quarter by Pleasanton gave them an 18-4 lead, and they have not looked back. A minute to go in the basketball game, and Pleasanton is up 66-45. And they're going to put some kids in here for Coach Bill Giffen. He's got them up going to the scorer's table. And right now, Pleasanton just playing keep away, and Loomis says, you know what, that's just fine. We'll give a little effort like we're going to guard you. 45 seconds to go. Get the ball to the high post. Let's see if Coach Giffen calls timeout. He usually does to sub, and playing here at the Viero Event Center, he might. They get it into Pritchard. He's going to lob it off to Reese, and Reese is going to lay it up and in. So another bucket on the board, and a timeout will be called to get those substitutions in for Pleasanton. 32 seconds remaining in the ball game. Pleasanton dominant tonight, 68-45. We'll be back to wrap things up in regulation after this timeout.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Players in for both teams. Loomis has Evan Dow in there. And also Kelly Thorell checked in. I think everybody else has been in. Steinbrink, Rademacher, and now Kyle Samuelson has it. Comes into the paint. Ball booted around. 17 seconds to go. Diving forward. Travel going to be called. Loomis turnover number 26. In there, Derek Tolles for Pleasanton, Jason Nichols, Clay Weber. Now they're going to say it's still Loomis basketball, my bad. Also in there is John Colsheen and Brady Darby is in there as well. Loomis ball, 11 seconds to go, chance for one more bucket or one more shot. Samuelson drives, puts it up, no good, got his own rebound, put it up, no good. How about a third time? There it is. Kyle Samuelson able to score. Inbounds pass stolen away by Damon Steinbrink, and this basketball game is over. Pleasanton 68 and Loomis 47. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for Overton and Eustace Farnham. We'll take a break and be back to the Viero Event Center in a minute.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to the Viero Event Center here in Kearney, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, where the final score is Pleasanton 68 and Loomis 47. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports knows that there's a lot of wrestling fans out there as well, and for the youth wrestlers, maybe you're the parent of a first-time wrestler. You don't know what to get them and what's proper, what's not proper, what the good gear is, what the bad gear is. They've got the quality gear from Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. They've got your singlets. They've got your headgear. They've got your knee pads. And, of course, shoes for any sport you can think of at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Loomis Wolves. They had a total of 7 players score. Kyle Rademacher, 3 points, 1 rebound. Parker Lindstrom, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Kalen Anderson, 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 4 points, 1 rebound. Josh Earsom and Matt Gray tied for the scoring lead. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 5 blocks for Earsom. Gray, 14 points at a team high, 6 rebounds. Jamison Bartroff, 3 points. Kyle Samuelson, 2 points, 6 rebounds. And Damon Steinbrink, 1 rebound. 11 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half of play. And turnovers, 15 in the first half, 10 in the second half for Loomis. The Wolves had 19 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half, and Loomis will finish with 47 points, 22 rebounds, 8 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 6 block shots, and 25 turnovers. Loomis is now 10-5 of the season and will play in the consolation game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Pleasanton after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They had 7 players score in the ball game as well. Austin Pates, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Cole Pritchard, 18 points, a team-high 8 rebounds and 1 block shot. Caleb Pritchard, 12 points. Colin Janicek, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Derek Tolles, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Garrett Reese also had 18 points to tie Cole Pritchard for the team high. Reese had 5 rebounds in the ball game. Casey Janicek had a block, and Cody Janicek had 4 points, 4 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 of the first half, 1 of 3 of the second half. Turnovers, 14 of the first half and 10 of the second half. Pleasanton had a way too many turnovers in this basketball game, a lot more than they're used to having in any contest throughout the season. Man, you take a look at what they have averaged this year, and it's a lot less than that, and it's a lot less than that over history. So tonight in the ball game, Pleasanton had 42 points in the first half. And in the second half, 26. They finished with 68 points, 29 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 2 block shots, 24 turnovers. But 7th-ranked Pleasanton improves to 14-3 on the season with a 68-47 win over Loomis, and the top-seed Bulldogs will play in the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney against the winner of our next game between Overton and Eustis Farnham. We'll take a short break. Hope to talk to Bill Giffen. I know he's doing the newspaper interview right now. We'll hope to talk to Coach Giffen of Pleasanton at halftime of our second game about their outstanding performance. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See him today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Open 7 days a week. Brand name clothing, Nike, Adidas. They've got UNK, Huskers, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and a variety of your favorite sports teams at Misco's. Again, the final score, Pleasanton 68, Loomis 47. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here on ESPN Radio. We're 20 minutes away from Overton and Eustace Farnham.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
In this